Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
You gotta love a sirloin. Ounce for ounce, one of the tastiest cuts of all time. It can do it all. Want to play it savory? Sure thing. Take it up a tender notch? Not a problem. But what really puts the sirloin on the list of all-time all-arounders is how it does all the little things. Things like delivering a powerful punch of protein and 10 essential nutrients in every bite, while always keeping it lean. Now, on second thought, that's no small task. But hey, we're talking about the sirloin. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's family and ranching families through their Beef Checkoff. To learn more about Beef Checkoff programs and international marketing, promotion, research, and education, visit mybeefcheckoff.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Well, we had mixed trade today in the grain futures complex with corn and wheat slightly lower here, and the soybeans were sharply higher. The trade was watching a much cheaper U.S. dollar this morning and the fact that it's about $2.50 off the highs from earlier this month. That leads traders to think that long-term here with a little bit cheaper dollar, that long-term we could export more grain. The market's also trading the export inspections report from this morning. Soybeans came in a little bit neutral here at 2.847 million bushels. They were looking for 2 to 6 million. The big thing here is season to date we're at 1.296 billion bushels. Last year we were at 1.267, so we're ahead of where we were last year. Corn came in a little bit negative to the market. We were 8.86 million bushels. They're looking for 10 to 15, so we were lower than the range. And year-to-date, we're about half of where we were last year, so we need to catch up on that. Wheat came in neutral at 23.136 million bushels. The market was looking for 20 to 29, and we're slightly above where we were last year. We had 160 million bushels up to this point, and last year we were 128, so we're ahead there. Now, the story today is really coming from the soybean complex. We were up about 29.5 cents in August, and that led the whole complex higher here. Tight supplies and strong demand both are pushing the thing higher.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
What a great set of cattle Superior Livestock has put together for their Video Royale 21 sale the week of July 29th through the 2nd of August, live via satellite on Dish Network 231, DirecTV 345, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Give them a call at 1-800-422-2117 or check them out on the web, SuperiorLivestock.com.
Justin, what news were the traders looking at today?
Corn futures here today closed anywhere from 2 to 3 cents lower, despite the soybeans being sharply higher and the dollar as low as it was. The corn market seems to be range-bound right here in the December contract, with about $5 being the high end of the range, and then $4.90 being the low end of the range, which was the low on July 8th. Scattered rainfall over the weekend, and then some possible rainfall over different areas in the near future has suppressed the bull rally or anything bullish for now. This afternoon's crop condition report is also expected to be a little bit bullish. They're looking for about a 2 or 3% decrease in the good to excellent category, but that's not a big surprise considering we was rated so high up to this point. Wheat futures today were 2 to 5 lower across the three exchanges. There hasn't really been much in terms of bullish news over the past few days, and that's really kept the market from doing any big up move. The funds remain short here, and that's going to keep pushing the market lower as long as there isn't any bullish news. It's likely now at this point if there's anything that comes out, it'll be a big purchase from some foreign country or something out of Eastern Europe in terms of their harvest not going very well. Right now it is going well, but that would be something that would change it. It looks like harvest here in the Southern Plains is going to be about wrapped up on today's report, so that's what we're looking at.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping the numbers from today, August live cattle were down a dime at 121.87. August feeders up 67 cents at 152.92. And August lean hogs gained 65 cents on the day to close at 97.12. In our grain markets, Kansas City September wheat was down 3.25 cents at 7.02. Chicago September corn down 3.25 cents at 5.40 3/4. And August soybeans up 29.5 cents at 15.20 1/4. October cotton today was down 13 points at 86.39 cents per pound. That's your market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.